I'm Carl Azusa. This is CNN Student News. World Series starts tonight, so good luck to you Tigers and Giants fans. We're going to have some series history coming up, but first we're hitting the campaign trail. For the top two presidential candidates, the debates are over, the conventions are far behind us, the election is less than 2 weeks away, so now what? What are they doing between right this second and Election Day? In a nutshell, it's an all-out sprint. President Barack Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney are crisscrossing the country. They're meeting with potential voters, going on TV shows, posing for pictures, and campaigning in front of crowds. There'll be a lot of that, especially in swing states, where it's uncertain which candidate is likely to win. The campaigns are buying up ad space, so you'll see more commercials on more channels, and their running mates, wives, and families are doing all they can to get supporters to vote on November 6th. At this point, it's anyone's guess who will win the election. A CNN political reporter says Americans will wake up on Election Day not knowing who their next president will be. It makes the campaigning the candidates do between now and Election Day even more significant. Our next story takes us to Italy. Some people in the scientific world are stunned about a court case that just wrapped up there. Six scientists and a government official have been convicted on manslaughter charges and sentenced to 6 years in prison. This goes back to an earthquake that hit the city of L'Aquila in 2009. The court ruled that these scientists didn't do enough to warn people that there was an earthquake risk. The trial focused on a meeting that happened 1 week before the quake. City residents had raised concerns about recent seismic activity. At this meeting, the scientists determined it was unlikely that a major quake would hit. Unlikely, but not impossible. When that major quake did hit, more than 300 people were killed. Earthquake experts around the world say it's impossible to predict earthquakes with any kind of accuracy. They say this court ruling could stop scientists from making predictions in the future. But another expert says the case wasn't about predictions, it was about communication and the failure to get information out. Back in the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, says it's looking into reports of a possible connection between energy drinks and five deaths. The parents of 14-year-old are suing Monster Beverage, which makes Monster Energy drinks. The parents say their daughter died from heart problems after drinking Monster Energy on two consecutive days. The lawsuit says the drinks had 480 milligrams of caffeine. That's equal to about 15 cans of soda or 3 cups of coffee. And it's nearly 5 times more caffeine than medical experts say teenagers should have in a day. The FDA says it hasn't found any direct links so far between this teen's death and the energy drink. Monster Beverage says it's saddened by the death, but, quote, does not believe that its beverages are in any way responsible.